So the most recent New York Times dining section has a review of the restaurant Momofuku Ko. That's great, but since Momofuku Ko has 12 seats, the review is kind of theoretical. But earlier this week, the Times passed judgment on some restaurants that a normal person can actually get into. Here's a selection. The dining room is unexpectedly sophisticated. There are soft, upholstered banquettes and mellow lighting in a luxury of space, a subdued harbor feel. The restaurant in question, Red Lobster. Yes, the Times reviewed chain restaurants open to all in thousands of locations around the country. There was Outback, Chili's, TGI Fridays, and Olive Garden. Dave Corcoran reviewed TGI Fridays for the Times. I would say, Dave, what would you say, largely favorable review?
Well, it's a mixed review.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, there were definitely things to like.
I think by the standards of TGI Fridays, they maybe did their job in that you left full.
We certainly left full.
Yeah.
As I said in the review, we lumbered away from the restaurant.
And sitting there in the background is Ezra Klein, who's a writer for the American Prospect, who on his blog weighed in on these series of reviews. And Ezra, we'll get to you in a second, okay?
All right.
All right. Dave, I just want to ask you, are you a regular reviewer for the Times?
I'm a reviewer for the New Jersey section of the Times. The Times has four suburban weekly sections that come out in the Sunday paper
right.
for readers in Connecticut, Westchester County, Long Island, and New Jersey. I do New Jersey.
So when your editor called you and said, hey, we got an assignment, were you saying, all right, an expense account, maybe there'll be a celebrity chef involved, and then you heard the words TGA Friday. So what was your reaction?
Well, I was intrigued. I thought it was a great idea. And, you know, that typically I do the kind of place where it's a 32-seat bistro run by a guy named Philippe, and he owns the place, and it's small, and the dishes are quite nice and refined. And here my editor was asking me to take on a place that has 900 outlets throughout the country, so it was a challenge.
Did you and your editor talk about tone, you know, be as vicious if you need to as you would with Philippe's place?
Well, we don't use the word vicious.
offer as much insight to the readers as you would.
I think the idea was to apply the same critical standards that we use to review any restaurant. And there was nothing specifically said about tone. But
did they say this is for a review for people who've never eaten there, or a review for people considering it?
I think it was more like, well, here's this universe out there of restaurants where most people go, not just Times readers, readers of the daily news, people who don't read newspapers. This is where, in contrast to the 32-seat bistro, these are places that seat hundreds and hundreds of diners every night. It was something that we hadn't really covered. And
why not cast a critical eye on them? Well, Ezra, you took a look at those reviews, and what struck you about them?
As a writer, they struck me. I mean, David's, it should be said, was a very sort of, you know, technically fine, and I thought quite actually positive and fair review of Friday's.
Yes, he quoted his 12-year-old not liking the ribs, and that reflected the real dining experience.
It was all there. What shocked me about a couple of reviews, because they were all written by different people, were how overwritten they were, as if they had descended into the jungle and were reporting back on what they found. I'm going to read you a bit from the P.F. Chang's review, which says, this chain restaurant is not for the meek of spirit. The one we visited at the Market Fair Mall in Princeton, New Jersey, was cold enough to raise goose flesh, dark enough to make us feel as if we were spelunking, and noisy enough to bring to mind academic studies on cacophony as torture. And I sort of read that and thought, I wonder what the guys in the Baghdad Bureau think of that. Do they think to themselves, you know, it's not for the meek of spirit? Baghdad.
It's a review.
It is a review. That's my point.
It was done with flair. Maybe not. Maybe unlike the TGI Fridays.
Unlike tchotchke flair?
Yeah. Unlike the TGI Fridays entree. But
what struck me about the reviews was this, basically, was that they didn't review them as they would review a normal restaurant. They didn't decide, on this week's review, we're going to go to TGIF or P.F. Chang's. They were reviewed as if they were reviewing a very sort of peculiar cultural phenomenon, one that they weren't really supposed to understand. And everybody was shocked, really. I mean, the reviews had this very strange oh my God, the food isn't bad. There's actually a line. Yes. True confession. I had a great meal at the Cheesecake Factory in White Plains. And I thought that true confession, as if like they're going to be excommunicated from Manhattan, was fascinating. And I don't say this as sort of a faux pas. Like, I am your biggest coastal lead. I go to farmers markets. I bike around. I have artisanal cheese. But the way the reviews were framed, there was like a lack of self-consciousness about, you know, how much of eating is aspirational for everybody and right. how everybody's constructing their own personalities with their food.
Well, David, Ezra largely accepted you, but what do you think of his overall take on the articles?
Well, I think it's important to point out that these reviews appeared in our suburban weeklies, so the readers in Manhattan did not even see these reviews unless they looked at them online.
Thank God, their heads would have exploded.
brought in secretly across the George Washington Bridge.
Right.
So it's not, you know, we are the suburban weeklies, and we are not reviewing restaurants in Manhattan. And, you know, frankly, there are not a lot of places in New Jersey like Momofuku Ko, which Frank Bruni gave 3 stars to yesterday. Although there are lots of good, even fine restaurants in New Jersey, it's a different kind of place, different atmosphere, and so I think it's a little unfair to read these reviews as if you know, the Reverend Frank Bruni or Ruth Reichel had been lowered into the heart of darkness from Manhattan.
Ezra, I read your blog, and you blog about issues and politics and policies, and you had a post about unionization in North Carolina. It got 8 comments, and you had a good chart about health care reform, and it got 15 comments. And last time I checked, your post about these restaurant reviews got well over 100 comments. What are people saying about the Times reviews of Red Lobster?
Yeah, the truth of the matter is political blog readers like nothing so much as to stop talking about politics, movies, food, whatever it may be. They're just desperate to get away from actual politics. But, you know, people were arguing. Some people said their views were tremendously elitist and they couldn't believe how they were written. Some said, you know, these are fine. It was a joke. It was a sort of – it had the aesthetic of, you know, when a Times reviewer comes into Momofuku and tries to figure out the decor and all of it. And, you know, I mean, it, as I say, it's a cacophony, but not a torturous one. I mean, you know, people disagreed. But what was interesting was how many folks couldn't figure out where this came from. To them, eating at these chains was so normal. And the idea that, you know, this would be the sort of thing that people growing up would do, and then they would choose their identity in contrast to. Some choose to be the sort of person who eats at a chain. Some choose to be the sort of person who doesn't eat at a chain. You know, you can go either way. And what was interesting to them about the review was that these are people who hadn't eaten at the chain. And like somewhere in their, like, you know, mid-40s or whatever, I haven't actually checked any birth certificates, somewhere in their mid-40s or wherever, were jumping in and finally trying to experience a sort of slice of Americana, and then trying to figure out what their sort of tone and take and opinion and relationship to it should be. And I mean, I think you saw in the sort of wild variations in tone among the reviews that was actually a complicated process.
Yep.
That people weren't just reviewing restaurants, but they were trying to review some of them, not all of them. I think David didn't do this, was trying to review a type of living that they weren't actually all that familiar with.
Yep. Ezra Klein of the American Prospect and David Corcoran of the New York Times, thanks for being two pigs in our blanket.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Stay with us. It's the BPP from NPR.